This Friday at 2 p.m., join us on KBIA for an hour of music by female composers, sponsored by the Missouri chapter of the National Organization for Women. This is Ariel Morrison of KBIA. I spoke with Claire Major, member of the National Organization for Women, and Ayako Tsuruta, pianist, on the importance of the work of female composers and musicians. First, Claire Major discusses the importance of women in music and the significance of having an hour of music highlighting female composers.
NOW's purpose is to show that, yes, music by women composers can be every bit as good as music by male composers. And without throwing men out of the canon, because some of my very favorite composers are male composers, we'd like to say that many more male composers are featured in any classical music program anywhere. It was a long time after I learned to love classical music before I realized that there were actual women composers. And I'd like people to know that.
That's wonderful. I know there have been films featuring different female composers, stories, books, articles over the years. Most recently, one featuring Mozart's sister, lesser known than her brother, in part because of her gender being female and composing. She was not as promoted in musical circles, even though her talent was tremendous. It was not seen as a space for women at the time. So it's wonderful that we have the opportunity to highlight women, female composers, and women in music today. Which of these female composers that will be featuring in our hour of music, including Alma Mahler, Ellen Svillich, Amy Beach, and Lily Boulanger, are you most excited about? And others, you've mentioned Joan Tower as well.
I'm pretty excited about Ellen Svillich because she was the first woman to win a Pulitzer Prize for music with her Symphony No. 1 in, I believe, 1984. Plus the piece that's in front of us that you plan to play, Celebration, it's a fun barnstorming kind of piece. I'm looking forward to it.
How about Alma Mahler? How can you speak to her work and music? Her husband, obviously famous composer Gustav Mahler, will be featuring her Lauet Sommernacht from Bride of the Wind.
I want to say that I love Gustav Mahler's music, but when I found out that it is a condition of Alma marrying Gustav, he forbade her from composing. And for some reason, she went ahead with the marriage. Certainly, she helped him a great deal in his composing career. But I wonder what would have happened if she had been allowed to write music along with him in that marriage. That would have been a wonderful, productive musical marriage that unfortunately didn't happen.
How have conditions changed for women in music, whether that means composing or performing pieces?
For, I guess, centuries, women have been accepted as singers, but much less so as instrumentalists. In the late half of last century, there started to be a lot of female performers, virtuosos. But even then, a lot of orchestras weren't willing to allow women into orchestras. I found out recently that I think only in the past couple of years did the Vienna Philharmonic allow women to play in the orchestra. Gramophone magazine said they're the third best orchestra in the world. They kind of are a lantern and a beacon to other organizations. Why can't they allow women? But that started a change. I read an article about how they started implementing blind auditions for instrumental positions in orchestras, and suddenly female membership in orchestras shot up. So now it's, we still don't know a lot about female composers, and there are very few female conductors. So it's a progression. We keep beating down the walls and doing what we want to do, and eventually we'll be recognized as able to do what we want in the field of music.
We have Ayako Tsuruta with us, pianist, with a recent album, Französische Komponistinnen, music for violin and piano. She performed with Annette Barbara Vogel with that album. What inspired you and Annette Barbara to produce this album and release it on French female composers and their work?
I think because there are hardly any CDs out there with all French women's composers. So that was actually the inspiration behind it. But I think also because this is these are the times that women lived where the woman's liberation was not quite explored. And I think a lot of the composers back then, even though they were immensely talented because of the society, they were oppressed, and we wanted to explore what it was like to perform their music. And it was very interesting, I have to say.
How do you feel conditions have changed for women in music? Obviously, markedly so, with women performing and composing in the modern era, yet still, Claire alluded to the fact that we know so little about female composers.
Well, if you compare to the fact that male composers have predominantly been in existence for hundreds of years compared to what we know very little of the female composers, women composers, especially in days where we're sufficiently able to self-market ourselves, and I'm not talking about just female composers, but I'm talking about in general, you know, you talk to any of the, for example, the Hollywood actresses, they talk about limiting roles that they have of their characters. And it's a kind of a similar thing, I think, with women composers. So they may be composing, but to actually have their work published is entirely something else. And to actually find ensembles and orchestras to have their pieces performed, I think, is quite a challenge. But then again, these days, I think it's always been a challenge anyway, regardless of your gender.
Going into the future, do you think that the forecast is good for that?
I would like to think so. I think the key is to really find these different organizations that support your interests. And I think this organization, such as NOW, is wonderful because it really supports what we consider to be the minority group of people who are trying to promote themselves. And I think that's really important. I think it's really important that these working women don't give up. and not to be discouraged, and just really have faith and do what's really important, what really calls to their artistic appeal. I think that's very important.
And that connects to music in your own life. How do you feel as a female musician that you have grown throughout your lifetime personally with, you know, perhaps the challenges of being a woman in music or the rewards and benefits of being a part of such a great community of musicians in our local area and more broadly as a woman in music?
You know, that's actually a very interesting point because I did grow up in a very standard, what you would consider to be the more conservative route for musicians. I mean, I went to conservatories and I did grow up looking up to wonderful musicians, but there have been mostly male musicians, and I would try to imitate their sounds in order to improve my own playing. And I think it really took me years to feel comfortable with the sound that I can produce. I'm not sure how much of that has to do with the fact that I'm a female performer, opposed to just really reaching for that highest standard. But at the same time, I think the level of comfort is, it doesn't really matter whether it's gender difference or not. I think the fact that I am feeling much more comfortable with myself in general, where I am at life, etc., I think really plays a big role in how confident I feel. And I think that's empowering. And I have to say that Columbia community has been really more than generous in supporting my agenda as far as the Odyssey Chamber Music Series is concerned. And I don't think Columbia community makes a difference between male or female. I think they look at the product as is. If it's a quality product that they're interested in, then they will definitely support it all the way. And I really appreciate that.
Well, all right. And once again, our thanks to Ariel Morrison for a really great work on tonight's show. Please remember that hour of music from the great women of classical music Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock on KBIA with help from the Missouri chapter of the National Organization for Women. And that is our program for this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. We want to thank the wonderful guests on tonight's show, the violinist Ann Akiko Myers, Claire Major of Missouri's chapter of NOW, and Ayako Saruta of the Odyssey Chamber Music Series. And thanks also, as always, to Trevor and Ariel for their wonderful work. We're back with another show next week. In the meantime, catch the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater Friday evenings at 6:30 here on KBIA. Tune in Saturday morning for Thinking Out Loud Saturday Sports. What a busy time of year it is for the Tigers. We've got baseball and softball started, basketball for the men and women continuing, and spring football starts next week, too. We'll have all that for you Saturday morning. And then catch another Thinking Out Loud next Tuesday evening on KBIA. Till then, for Ariel Morrison and associate producer Trevor Harris, I'm Darren Hellwedge. Have a great evening. Thank you.